السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers and our mothers and sisters who are listening over receivers. Tonight being the night of Jum'ah, as well as the last 10 nights of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, and also being the 27th night of Ramadan, it is Nurun ala Nur for us. We know that the night of Jum'ah is extremely auspicious, and the month of Ramadan is extremely auspicious. The last 10 nights are extremely auspicious. And with regards to the 27th night of Ramadan, we know it is one of the odd nights. According to the majority of the ulama, the night of Qadr is unknown to us. We do not know exactly which night it is. Allah Ta'ala has kept it unknown. However, there are a great number of scholars and mufassireen that have said certain things with regards to the 27th night of Ramadan, which we should take note of. And since we are in the 27th night of Ramadan, we shouldn't ignore these signals and advices that they've given to us. Take advantage of it. And of course, Allah Ta'ala's treasures, there is no shortage in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala wants and a person applies himself, and if Allah Ta'ala wants to give the person something very special, even though it is not the night of Qadr, who can stop and prevent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So with regards to this 27th night of Ramadan, amongst the many scholars, one particular scholar and sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's known as the Tajul Mufassirin, the leader of the Mufassirin, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he has said certain things with regards to the 27th night of Ramadan. So he said, if you look at the Surah Qadr, then you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this word Laylatul Qadr 3 times in this particular surah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. He said 3 times it's been mentioned. And then he says, if you take the word Laylatul Qadr and you count the number of letters, it works out to 9. And if you take 9 and multiply it by 3, it gives you 27. And then he says, if you count, you take the surah and you count the letters from the start of the surah, and you come to Salamun Hiya. So when you come to Salamun, then you will find that you reach exactly 27 letters. So he was of the opinion that the 27th night of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. And there are many other mufassirin were of this opinion. So therefore, since we are in the 27th night of Ramadan, we should take advantage of the opportunity and apply ourselves a little more in this night. Allah knows best. If it is the night of power, then subhanallah, we have been taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam via Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, that if we find this night of Qadr, one of the things we should make an effort to secure is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala loves to forgive. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. Allah Ta'ala is, you know, more than willing to forgive us. And therefore we should apply ourselves and try and secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain things that prevent the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, when we make tawbah and istighfar, we should ensure that we are fulfilling the shara'it and the conditions of tawbah. There are certain conditions that we have to make sure that we are fulfilling. If we are working in a certain place, and if we continuously are making a mistake, and this happens continuously, then eventually, every time you're going to ask for an apology, and we continue with that same mistake, eventually the boss will say, look, I'm not prepared to, you know, continuously forgive you. This is, it's far too long. This is happening too often. One person has a garage, so there the guys will fill up the fuel. Now, accidentally, the person, instead of putting fuel in the vehicle, they put the wrong, they contaminated it with, instead of fuel, they put diesel. Instead of petrol, they put diesel. Or instead of diesel, they put petrol. So now if it happens one time, perhaps the owner can overlook it. But if the person is continuously doing it, eventually that owner will say, look, you know what, it's happening too often now, and you are continuously doing it. So in the same way, when we make tawbah and istighfar, there should be regret and remorse. And now if that person goes to the owner, and he is not really expressing any regret for what he's done, he's justifying what he's done, he's trying to justify it, it's going to be very hard for the master and the owner to forgive the person. So the Mufassirin have given four conditions in order to secure the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, in order for our tawbah to be accepted. The first is we should immediately desist, we should stop from committing that sin. So now, if it is the youngster, and not only youngsters, old people too, and if, for example, we have got some, you know, haram relationship, we are chatting to a woman, you know, over the WhatsApp or whatever it may be, and we know it is wrong, and we're making tawbah, but we still are continuing with this relationship, and we still got every intention to carry on. So now we will say that tawbah is confined to the lips. The person is not really serious in his tawbah. Because if he was really serious, he would immediately stop and delete that contact, and not perhaps send the message that, look, I've decided that this is the Mubarak night of Ramadan, it is the 27th night of Ramadan, I would like to stop this conversation further, and whatever is said, and I would like to move forward, and I've made tawbah and istighfar, and I would also, you know, advise you to make tawbah and istighfar. Now we can say the person is really serious about his tawbah. But now if he says, I'll chat to you later, that means he's got every intention, after the 27th night of Ramadan is over, then he's got the intention to open the contact again and to be continued. He's going to carry on with the conversation. So he is not serious in his tawbah. So that is the first condition, that the person must stop committing that sin immediately. And definitely there is a sacrifice, but we have to also show our loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the nights in the tafsir we mentioned with regards to Nabi Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, and his willingness to sacrifice his son for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the son being willing to sacrifice his life for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Allah doesn't want us to sacrifice our children and to sacrifice our lives. The only thing we have to sacrifice is our evil desires. And when you will sacrifice the evil desires, then you will get the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, was here in Durban. And they had taken a walk with Mawla Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi and a few friends. They took a walk along the ocean. It was after the Fajr Salah. So the sun was now about to rise. So Hazrat stopped all of them. He said, look at this. See how when the sun rises, what happens? First there's absolute darkness. And then slowly you see it becomes brighter. And then the horizon turns red. When the horizon turns red, and then you see the sun starts shining. So he said, we take lesson from this. The Ahlullah take lesson from everything that they see around them. He said, we take lesson from this. That in the same way, that heart that is filled with zulmat and filled with darkness, with the darkness of sins. But if that person makes an effort, he sits in the company of the mashayikh, he goes to some good programs, he decides to change his life, then slowly but surely, there will be some light that will come into that heart. Though it is still dark, but there will be some light that will come into his heart. But now there will be lots of evil desires that will also be abounding in that heart, that will also be haunting this person. But now if he takes that sharp knife of taqwa, which he has sharpened so well in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, you know, Qurbani time, you see the people, they, you know, compete who's got the sharpest knife. Say, my knife is so sharp, I just take it on my hand and the hair goes off. Now you know it's very, very sharp. So mashallah, in the month of Ramadan, we made our taqwa, we sharpened it nicely, very, very sharp. The food was there too, no one was watching also, and we still were able to, you know, control ourselves from eating that food, knowing that Allah was watching us. So our taqwa now is very, very sharp. Now we take that sharp knife of taqwa, and we take these evil desires, and one by one we start slaughtering these evil desires. So he says, when you will slaughter the evil desires, then that blood will start flowing. The blood of the evil desires will start flowing. The person inside his heart, there will be that hasrat, hi, hi. All my friends are doing this here, and I'm getting left behind. Hi, hi, hi. Inside the heart, there will be lots of blood that will be flowing of the evil desires. He say, when that heart becomes filled with the blood of the evil desires, that blood which has been sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person says, I couldn't give my life in the battlefield, but at least I could sacrifice my evil desires. I could slaughter my evil desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, then Allah ta'ala will cause not one, but the sons of the ma'rifat and mahabbat of Allah will start rising in that heart. They will start rising in their heart, and then that heart will become so illuminated that not only will the person be illuminated, but people who will be seated around him will also perceive and experience the light of this person's heart. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah used to give another beautiful example. He used to say that when we bry the meat, and on this point of brying, he used to say that I always advise my friends that if you are brying and you are having a bry and you are living in a poor area, then you need to be considerate of your neighbors. Rather, have the braai within the confines of your house, so grill it on your stove. But if you got poor neighbors around, then you shouldn't be having a braai, because now obviously that aroma of that, it's not a matter of halal or haram, but it's just consideration that the neighbors are going to perceive that wonderful fragrance of the chops and the kebabs and all the nice food. So what is going to happen? Now they don't even have food in their house, they're going to feel it. So as it would say that if you do want to have the bride, then at least have the, you know, consideration and the courtesy to prepare a little parcel and give it to the neighbors too. So they can also, you know, enjoy of the meat that you are eating. Subhanallah, when it comes to consideration, Allahu Akbar, that is another topic. But since we are speaking about Hazrat Maulana, he really taught us consideration. His level of consideration was such, it was absolutely remarkable. That when the ladies used to come selling the brooms, you know, they used to sell, they hand make these brooms that we see. So whenever they used to come to Hazrat's house, then it was his habit, he used to buy the entire consignment. She used to come with the whole bundle, he used to say, how much is here? Sometimes they say 200 rand, 250 rand. So Hazrat sometimes used to give 300 rand, he said, right, you carry on. Now Hazrat used to say, imagine, this woman is trying to earn a halal livelihood. She's going from house to house. By the time she finishes, how tired she's going to be. Then she must still go into a taxi. Then she's got to go home and she's got to prepare food for her family. How tired she's going to be. And never mind, let's make it easy for her. At least today she can go home early and she can feed her family. And subhanallah. And obviously that woman would be jumping with joy. And what, you know, things they will say and du'as that come out from the heart. Hazrat used to say, find a place in a person's heart. And he used to try and make an effort, find a place in a person, do a deed where you find a space in a person's heart, that dua comes out from the deepest recess of the person's heart. So subhanallah. But of course, Hazrat's family, Appa, used to get somewhat frustrated. Now what am I going to do with so many brooms now? Where am I going to? So then she used to phone around, you need brooms, you need some brooms. And then she used to send the brooms, a whole lot of brooms this way, that way. So Hazrat, that was his habit. So nevertheless, the person has got firm resolution that he's going to give up that sin. And similarly, he has no intention to commit that sin in the future. The example Hazrat used to give is that the person is gambling and he says, right, I made tawbah and istighfar, but that chip is still inside the pocket. Or as we said, the person already sent a message beforehand, I'll chat to you later. So he's got every intention to continue committing that sin. That is a mockery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you're saying, Ya Allah, forgive me for committing this sin, but you know, I do have intention to continue in the near future. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The person should make a firm resolution that I never want to go back there again. I don't want to fall again in that gutter line of filth. I don't want to pollute my life. I don't want to live a life far from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It gave me nothing but misery, you know, disgrace and anxiety and worry. I didn't feel that contentment within my heart. Now all of us who are seated here in the Musalla, in this program where we are speaking about things which are related to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is there any guilt in the heart right now? The person, even if we have to pass away right now, people say, MashaAllah, that person went for a program of deen and he passed away in the program of deen. But now when a person commits a sin, there is, especially if he is a believer, there is something that is haunting him all the time. It is stolen pleasure. For a believer, when a believer commits sins, it is stolen pleasure. The example that comes to mind, again, these examples we've heard from our Kabirin. Hazrat used to say that, you know, a person, he hijacks a Rolls Royce. He hijacks a Rolls Royce, he hijacks one of these very, you know, luxurious, prestigious vehicles. And now he's driving this Rolls Royce and he's enjoying all the amenities and all the technology and all the wonderful air suspension. He's enjoying it. He's having a wonderful ride. And then suddenly he sees some blue lights in the rear view mirror. Now he's driving that car, but that pleasure that he's deriving from that vehicle, it is not really pleasure. Now there's something that's haunting him, that now soon I'm going to be, you know, ambushed, or I'm going to be cornered, and then the police are going to come. They may even fire a few shots. I may get shot in the process. I may not survive here at all. So now the person, that guilt and that fear is haunting him all the time. When a believer commits a sin, there is this guilt that's always haunting the person. What if I pass away in this condition? What if my ustad sees me? What if my parents sees me? What if my mother walks in the room right now when I got the cell phone and this filthy pictures in front of me? What then? So the person is committing a sin, but there's always something that is haunting him. There's always a restlessness. There's always restlessness. Remember, in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never ever find sukoon. You are never going to find sukoon. It is only in the obedience of Allah ta'ala that we're going to find tranquility, serenity, joy, prosperity, happiness. Allah says, Allah, bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. So don't give up that sin. And then see, Allah ta'ala will put such happiness in your heart. Allah will put such pleasure in your heart. Allah ta'ala will grant you that sweetness of iman. That sweetness of iman which cannot even be explained in words. I mentioned to the brothers the other day, one girl was leading a life of great sin. What fast lane and involved with boys and this and music. And then she changed her life. She completely changed her life. She gave up those sins, and we can imagine the struggle she went through in giving up that sins, but she gave it up. And then she writes to Hazrat Maulana. She says that, Maulana, I must tell you that, you know, I, alhamdulillah, Allah has now given me the tawfiq to perform tahajjud salah. And I find such enjoyment in my tahajjud salah that I wait the entire day so that again I can put my head down in sajda to experience that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. That look at Allah ta'ala can give it to any person, especially if a person, oh youth and oh youngsters, if you are involved in sins, don't lose hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you shatter your evil desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will come in. Hazrat Wala Shah Ki Maftar Sahib rahmatullahi says that heart that is shattered for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, that heart which experiences an earthquake for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we saw now in Durban, we had this devastating floods. The government came in and said, now it is a, you know, it's a national disaster. And now what happens? Although here we have to make dua that the funds reach the people. Otherwise, most of these funds get channeled elsewhere. So anyway, normally what happens when there is a disaster, when there is an earthquake, the government declares that area a national disaster zone. And then you'll find that the government now starts channeling funds and aid and directing, you know, all the different resources to that particular locality to try and rebuild it. And now when the government rebuilds that person's house that collapsed, the person had a shack, the floods washed it away. Now the governments are not going to put a shack up there. They'll put up a solid structure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that heart that has been declared a national disaster for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, that this person was involved in so many sins and he sacrificed all his evil desires, that heart went through an earthquake, that heart was shaken, the person felt that pain of sacrificing all his evil desires, the blood of his evil desires flowed on his heart. Allah declares that heart a national disaster. And then Allah ta'ala then rebuilds that heart. Allah ta'ala then rebuilds that heart. Subhanallah. Under the tafsir of The ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. The Mufassirin have mentioned, yeah, that the verse refers to Bilqis when she had, you know, asked her advisors for advice with regards to the letter of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam that came to her. So then one of the advice that was given to her, that you know when kings enter any town, then they cause major corruption. They turn that whole town upside down, and the people who are in positions of honor, they disgrace and humiliate them. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِيَا أَذِلَّةَ. They do that. That's what happens. Because now they conquered the place. So, ulama-i-kiram explained that same, that heart that is abounding with evil desires, in al-muluk, when Allah Ta'ala enters that heart, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala turns that heart upside down, and all those evil desires that were given prominence now, they are disgraced in that heart. They are turned upside down, and the whole table is turned, and now the person experiences that he finds enjoyment now in those things which previously he felt there was no enjoyment in it. Previously, if someone told him, go, come sit, listen for sit in one program. A person say, bhai, I'm not interested in programs. I'm going to be sitting with my pals, smoking, you know, pulling the zol and smoking dakha. That's what I'll be doing. Maulana mentioned, it was the 27th night of Ramadan. One person came for the program, he was on a high. His friend somehow pulled him and brought him there. He was on a high. He sat for the first program right in the back of the masjid. While in that state of being high, he sat for the first program, then they forced him, second program, third program. Subhanallah, eventually that effect went off of the drug. By the last program, the person was crying and completely changed his life. So, subhanallah. So, the person has a firm resolution that he's not going to commit that sin any time in the future. And the important condition that slipped my mind, one of the very important conditions, that the person must have regret and remorse. Ayyandima. The person has to have regret over the sin. Not that he's justifying, oh, the Maulanas don't know, you know, it's not easy to control your gaze nowadays. You know, how you expect us to control our gaze? Everybody else is looking, so we're also looking. So now we're justifying the sin. As long as the person is justifying the sin, then unfortunately there is no regret and remorse. The person should rather say, it is my weakness. It is my weakness. I am extremely weak. I don't know what is wrong with me, that I'm not controlling my gaze. It's wrong that what I am doing. I should be lowering my gaze. I should be controlling my heart. Whatever other sin it may be, the person has got genuine regret and remorse. That's the very essence of Tawbah. And the fourth condition, that if it involves the right of any person, then the person makes sure that that right is fulfilled. You didn't pay the person. The person did a job for you. You didn't pay him. In the 27th night of Ramadan, you phone, Mauli Sahib said, he must ask for maaf. Make me maaf for not paying you on time. But that 20,000 rand, inshallah, I'll see maybe sometime in the future. I may pay you or may not pay you. So now that kind of a tawbah and istighfar, he is not serious. The person should say that, look, I heard the bayan and I'm owing you so much of money. And I would like to, I don't have the cash right now, but I want to pay it. Can we come to some kind of agreement where every month I will pay you, you know, so much. And I will, in fact, I'll give you an amount now. And then every month I'll try and pay you a certain amount. Now we can say that this person is genuine in his tawbah, that he's making an effort to try and make up for the rights of a person that he violated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. We will make some zikrullah and some dua inshallah. Recite Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس شیطان دونوں نے مل کر رہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تابا نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر رہائی کیا ہے مجھ کو تابا اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیح مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیح تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے ہلا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه محمد رسول الله 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث
يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وخطيئة وعورة. اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. Oh Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah. Ya Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. We are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Allah, you have blessed us with so many bounties, Ya Allah. You have given us life in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are so many of our family members, of our relatives, of our acquaintances, Ya Allah, that are no longer with us, Ya Allah. They did not reach this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you have given us life to witness this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, this is a great ni'mah and bounty of yours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us of those, Ya Allah, who pass through the month of Ramadan and secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. We are soaked in sins, Ya Allah. We have committed sins with our eyes, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have looked at so much of haram, Ya Allah. Yet, Ya Allah, you have still continued to allow us to see, Ya Allah. Had it been any other Allah, the moment we looked at haram, you would have made us blind. The moment we listened to haram, you would have made us deaf. The moment we spoke haram, you would have made us dumb, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, we commit sins from the morning till the night, and Ya Allah, you still cause our hearts to beat, Ya Allah. Allah, you still shower countless bounties upon us, Ya Allah. Where will we find such a loving Allah? Where will we find such a tolerant Allah? Oh Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we are regretful of our sins, Ya Allah. We are not justifying any sin, Ya Allah. You can see these tears of regret and remorse, Ya Allah. You can see the shame within our hearts over the sins that we've committed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you saw everything, Ya Allah. You heard everything, Ya Allah. You knew everything, Ya Allah. Nothing was hidden from you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how shameful, Ya Allah, that we committed that sins while you were watching us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, hum namak haram hai, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our ears, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our tongues, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet, Ya Allah. Forgive those sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Ya Allah, you are most forgiving, Ya Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that if we find the night of Qadr, Ya Allah, we should make the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun. Ya Allah, we say, you are afu. Allahumma innaka afuun. Tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving, Ya Allah. You love to forgive, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah. If our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of this world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire mankind, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents and children, Ya Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Forgive our spouses, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is suffering. Ya Allah, throughout the world, wherever they are suffering, alleviate the suffering of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan, we have fasted, Ya Allah, and we have experienced the month of Ramadan with such ease, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, wonderful musalla, Ya Allah, beautiful air-conditioned building, Ya Allah. Each of us have wonderful homes, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, there are so many from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially in Syria, Ya Allah, living in refugee camps, Ya Allah. They do not even have proper food to eat, Ya Allah. Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. And all the Muslims throughout the world that are suffering, Ya Allah. We will have Eid with wonderful clothing. They will have Eid with torn and tattered clothing, Ya Allah. Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, in the night of Qadr, the person who has hatred in his heart will not be forgiven, Ya Allah. Allah, why should we hate anyone, Ya Allah? Why should we harbor malice in our hearts for anyone, Ya Allah? Why should we not forgive others, Ya Allah, when you are more than willing to forgive us, Ya Allah? You are always ready to forgive us, Ya Allah. Yet we commit sins, Ya Allah, all day, Ya Allah. You are always willing to forgive us, Ya Allah. We make you a witness tonight, Ya Allah, that we have forgiven all, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have forgiven all, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify our hearts from malice, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts from jealousy, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, why should we be jealous of others, Ya Allah, when there is no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah? You are the provider, Ya Allah, of all bounties, Ya Allah. In your hikmah, you have granted certain people certain bounties, Ya Allah, and others other bounties, Ya Allah. You are the Lord, Ya Allah. You are Hakim, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with contentment, Ya Allah. Protect us from jealousy and malice, Ya Allah. Protect us from greed, Ya Allah. Allah, protect us from the killer disease of pride, Ya Allah. Allah, why should we be proud and arrogant, Ya Allah? For when everything that we have is nothing but what you have given us, Ya Allah. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever bounty you have, it is nothing but the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, and the ability to develop the quality of humility, Ya Allah. Allah, to annihilate ourselves, Ya Allah. We are absolutely worthless, Ya Allah. We are absolutely nothing, Ya Allah. Allah, look at the pious predecessors, Ya Allah. Look at their piety, Ya Allah. Where is our piety ever compared to them, Ya Allah? Yet, Ya Allah, they regarded themselves as absolutely nothing, Ya Allah. My Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his humility, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if anyone should have been a king in this world and be treated like a VIP, it would have been my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept on a straw mat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, to such an extent, Ya Allah, that there were marks that became embedded in his Mubarak back, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, he sat on the floor and he ate like a slave, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, on one night, Ya Allah, oh Allah, he performed salah hatta tawarramat qadamahu, to the extent that his feet Mubarak became swollen. Ma Aisha radiallahu anha inquired that why are you exerting yourself to this extent when Allah has forgiven you? His response, afala akuna abdan shakura, should I not then appreciate the bounties of my Rabb, Ya Allah? Oh Allah, look at the gratefulness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the humility of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us with a fraction of that humility, Ya Allah. Protect us from takabbur and pride, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, with the best of this world and the best of the after. Oh Allah, grant us the best of this world and the best of the after. Oh Allah, do not let the love of the world enter our hearts, Ya Allah. Let your love dominate our hearts, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayna min anfusina wa ahlina wa min al ma'il barid. Oh Allah, let your heart dominate our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, with a pure heart, Ya Allah. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma. Allah, give us clean, purified hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. Bless us with the noble akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to increase our knowledge in deen, Ya Allah. Allah, accept us for the khidmat of your mubarak deen, Ya Allah. Jitne bhi deeni kaam ho raha hai, sabko qubool farma. All the works of deen that are taking place, accept it, Ya Allah. Protect our masajidah, Darisa wa Darul Ulum wa Khanqaz, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of the workers of deen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, bless us, Ya Allah. Oh Ya Allah, with your mahabbat and your ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Make us like those fish that swim deep down in your ocean of mahabbat and ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if we get you, Ya Allah, if we get your mahabbat, Ya Allah, then we have everything. everything, Ya Allah. We have everything, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. And if you are not ours, then nothing is ours, Ya Allah. Our homes will not give us comfort, Ya Allah. Our business will not give us tranquility, Ya Allah. But if you are ours, then everything is ours, Ya Allah. Those, Ya Allah, who are gone for Umrah, make the Umrahs maqbool and mabroor, Ya Allah. Those who have not gone for Umrah, Ya Allah, you take them from Umrah, Ya Allah. Those who have not gone for Hajj, you take them for Hajj, Ya Allah. Grant us all the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to once again go to Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Rang layengi kab meri aahe, rang layengi kab meri aahe, phir Madina ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, kehke salli ala jum jaye. The ashik of Madina, the ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his gaze falls on that green dome, he goes into a state of ecstasy, and automatically durood and salawat. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, kehke salli ala jum jaye. He goes into a state of ecstasy and recites durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For beneath that green dome rests our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sacrificed for our sake, Ya Allah, who loved us more than any mother loves her child. When every single Nabi, every single mother, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. When people will appear to be intoxicated, where every Nabi will be saying, Ya Rabbi, Nafsi, Ya Nafsi, where every mother will run from her child, where every father will run from the child, where the brother will run from the brother, siblings will run from each other, no one will want to see each other. My Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on that day will be saying, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Oh Allah, he will be calling for his Ummah, he will be concerned about his Ummah. When he will be asked to enter Jannah, he will refuse. And he will say, Ya Allah, I will not enter Jannah until my last Ummati has entered Jannah, Ya Allah. How he loved us, Ya Allah. How much he cried for us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, he was humiliated in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Thorns were placed in his pathway. That Nabi for whom roses should have been placed in his pathway, thorns were placed in his pathway. On one occasion, Ya Allah, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a mushrik spat in his Mubarak face, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the filthy intestines of a camel were placed on his back, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, when he went to Taif, oh Allah, he was chased like a dog and stoned, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, in Uhud, his tooth Mubarak was shattered. Ya Allah, the rings of the helmet became embedded in his cheek and he began to bleed profusely, Ya Allah. All for the sake of his Ummah, Ya Allah. Today, that very Ummah for whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed, that very Ummah for whom Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried, Ya Allah, today they are ashamed of his sunnah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from such a condition, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love for the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed to keep his Ummah in one piece. Today we are of those, Ya Allah, that make an effort to further divide that Ummah that is fragmented into already a million pieces, Ya Allah. We want to divide it even further, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us of those. Make us of the voices of unity, Ya Allah. Let us not be of those, Ya Allah, that further divide the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How will we face Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah if we are asked that, why did you divide my Ummah? Why did you shatter my Ummah? Oh Allah, what answer will we give Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah? Oh Allah, unite the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the very plot of the enemies, to divide the Ummah and weaken the Ummah thereby. An Ummah that is united becomes a power powerful and strong Ummah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to respect each other's opinions, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there will always be differences of opinions, Ya Allah. Bless us with the quality of respect, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from ridiculing and mocking others, Ya Allah, and looking at others with disdain, and looking at the opinions of others, Ya Allah, provided it is opinions based on Quran and Hadith, mocking and looking down upon these views and opinions, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, unite our families, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the mahabbat of Rasul صلى sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. We have to leave this world one day, ya Allah. Oh Allah, when the time of death comes, ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif, ya Allah, at the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as salatu was salamu alayka, ya Rasulullah. Oh Allah, cause our souls to depart, ya Allah. Lekin abgar muqaddar nahi hai, to jaha bhi ho, barkat wali maut nasib farma, wherever it may be, oh Allah, give us a death of barkat, ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, ya Allah. Give us the realization, ya Allah, that there is the possibility that the angel of death can catch us and seize us in the midst of that sin, ya Allah. What shame and embarrassment it will be on the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah. Oh Allah, hasibna hisabay yasira. Allahumma hasibna hisabay yasira. Make our hisab kitab easy, ya Allah. Do not test us in this world, ya Allah. Do not test us in the year after, ya Allah. In this world, take us to the road of shukr, ya Allah. Do not take us to the road of sabr, ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna hadina muhtadin, ghayra dhalin wala mudillin. Make us a means of hidayat for others, ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those who are going through financial difficulties, ya Allah, alleviate their difficulties and grant them plentiful of halal risk and sustenance, ya Allah. Those, ya Allah, who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with pious and compatible marriage partners, ya Allah. Oh Allah, those of our students who are be writing examinations, ya Allah, make them pass with flying colors and make them an asset to our community, ya Allah. Oh Allah, those students who are studying in the Darul Ulooms, ya Allah, make them alim ba amal, ya Allah, who will be of those, ya Allah, that will unite the ummah and not cause major fitna and corruption, ya Allah. Oh Allah, guide our youth, ya Allah, protect the youth of the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, oh Allah, rise up the youth of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, harness the potential of the youth of the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, those who have passed away from our near and dear ones, ya Allah, our mashayikh, our parents, our grandparents, our satiza, our apas, ya Allah, whoever, ya, amongst them have passed away, ya Allah, tonight on this auspicious night, ya Allah, it is the night of Jum'ah, ya Allah, it is the 27th night of Ramadan, ya Allah. Allah, forgive each and every one of them, ya Allah. Allahumma ja'al quburahum rawdatan min riyadil jannah. Allah, fill the graves with noor, ya Allah. There are many people, ya Allah, that have passed away. There are many people who are alive, ya Allah, who can never repay back, ya Allah, for their kindness to us, ya Allah. Whoever is shown jannah, generosity, kindness to us in whichever way it may have been, ya Allah. Allah, you reward them the best of rewards, ya Allah. You grant them hasana fi dunya wal akhirah, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have raised our begging bowls to you tonight, ya Allah. Do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door, ya Allah. We are not raising our begging bowls before some idol that cannot hear us, cannot see us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are all hearing, you are all seeing, ya Allah. Oh Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, that dog can still go to another butcher. If a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home. But oh Allah, if you turn your glance of rahmat away from sinful ones like us, ya Allah, there is no other door for us besides your door. Agarche pur khata hai, agarche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda, ba ummeed e karam aya. Oh Allah, that mother whose son was disobedient, the son ran out of the house, the mother said, get out of the house, and the son ran out of the house. But later on, the son realized his mistake. He knocked on the door and he said, oh my mother, I am sorry, forgive me. A mother is a mother after all. The mother is merciful. That mother opens the door and says, oh my son, I've forgiven you. I was wondering where you are. Ya Allah, you are more merciful than any mother, ya Allah. Oh Allah, you become so happy when the banda runs back to you, ya Allah. Oh Allah, here we are at your door, ya Allah. We are knocking at your door, ya Allah. Oh Allah, pull us towards you, ya Allah. Make us yours, ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are well away all the good desires, the aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or hand before you, ya Allah. Fulfill all the good desires and aspirations. Whatever difficulty, challenge, sickness they are going through, you alleviate it, ya Allah, bifadlika wa judika wa karamika ya akramal akramin. Allahumma inna nasaluka min kulli khair ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min kulli shar ma sta'ada minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa anta al-musta'ad وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.